Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coco Express Show for Friday, May 18th. Finally, we have a day that really gives us a good example of what springtime looks and feels like. I'm your host, Aurelia Lyles, and we are live with a special guest, Marilyn Ocasio-Medina. And this show is titled, Love Plus Gratitude Equals Happiness. You know, when you meet people in your life, in our lives in general, we share a journey for that time. And if the universe deems it as part of the plan, we meet again. Why? What lessons are we to learn? What stories do we have to share? What purpose does reuniting again serve? Well, today's show is an example of the universe at work. Marilyn Ocasio-Medina is a native of San Juan, Puerto Rico, a former model, beauty contestant, participant, and winner. She's also an actress who has shared the screen with Michael J. Fox, Susan Lucci, Jim Carrey, Sandra Bullock, Halle Berry, Sarah Jessica Parker, and many, many more. She is an extremely devoted mother of three who has a passion for helping everyone she meets. Marilyn and I came to meet at work. We worked at 2 World Trade Center on the 97th floor. It seems like a million years ago based on everything that has happened since. However, we have always been able to keep in touch. Throughout the years, she has always been this wonderful spirit that has the ability to make you laugh during the most devastating situations. Her spirit is infectious. Now, Marilyn has a special message she wants to share with us all. Please allow me the opportunity to introduce to you Marilyn Ocasio-Medina. Hello, Marilyn.
Hi, Aurelia. Thank you for that wonderful and beautiful introduction. I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, it is my pleasure. It is my pleasure. And it's all the truth. So, therefore, it's an honor to have you on the show today.
Thank you. And I have to say that it does seem like it's been so many years, and who would have thought that our paths would have crossed once again after all these years?
Yes.
And here we are.
Yes, yes. And I'm excited because, you know, whenever I see that my friends have something special that they can share with the world and I have an opportunity to give them a chance to do that, I try to make sure I make it happen. And I feel that based on our conversation and our catching up, that you had such a wonderful message that you needed to share with as many people that would listen. So, you know, I just think this is a great opportunity for everyone, not just me, not just you, but all of the people who are going to be listening today.
Yeah. So thank you, really. I appreciate that.
Now, you have had so many career opportunities. I mean, give us a little bit of background about the different things that you've had happen in your life.
Yes, I have to say I've had many, many opportunities. I feel that there's so much to learn, and there's so much growth that we have to give to one another. And I've just been very fortunate and very blessed, and I've always been known to be the kind of person that goes, just go with the flow. And I've always been a very free spirit. I've never been the kind of person to be very follow the schedule, because I just don't like living the same day every day, and I like to have a lot of diversity and to have fun and to explore, and I've had many opportunities. And my first experience was I was modeling in a fashion show in Puerto Rico. This is just one example. And I was graduating school, and I was having a conversation with this lady and just asking me, so what are you going to do now after you graduate? And I really didn't have anything planned. And little did I know that I was speaking to my future supervisor that offered me a job right on the spot to work for the Puerto Rico Telephone Company. I worked as a receptionist for 2 years, and I got promoted right after that to work as an executive assistant with wonderful people, and it was a great experience. And thinking about it now, that's how my life has always been, and without worrying and without stressing. And I'm not saying that I never worried or never stressed, but for the most part, I just left it to, and allow me to say this, to divinity. And that's where I am today, and where I feel that there's just a divine guidance and something that guides me. It's even more so now today because of my experiences in life and hardships and struggles that we all go through. I've come to the point where I say they will surrender. They will surrender because sometimes in our own head, we just can't figure everything out. And we worry. And if we just learn to trust and have faith and surrender, and everything unfolds, and sometimes things don't make sense, and I felt like I had so many puzzle pieces, and I had so many thoughts, and I have so many desires, and so many things that I want to do, and everything is just unfolding for me in unbelievable, in amazing ways. But going back to the question, I don't want to get off track here. Going back to your question as my career opportunity, like I said, I've never even looked for it, and it just comes to me. That was my very first job. And then I came to New York, back from Puerto Rico with my parents. It was their decision. And I received a phone call after being here for 2 weeks from my cousin telling me that he had an appointment for me with a recruiter. And I got hired on the spot again. And that's how my life has been. All of my different career opportunities have come to me. Even when I started acting, I always wanted to do that. When I came back from Puerto Rico and I didn't know how, I didn't know where to turn. There were scams. There were people that I went to that it wasn't real. And sometimes I had a fear. I would see these ads in the newspaper and I would call. And then I would change my mind and hang up because I had a fear. But then someone approached me about a modeling school, an acting school. And I started doing it for about a year. And all the friends that I met on the set would tell me, you're going to become a Screen Actors Guild member one day. And I would say, no, I'm not. And it came to me also after 1 year, it just happened. And I wasn't even looking for it. And a lot of people say it's luck, but I just believe that it's guidance and that there's a higher force guiding me, if you only allow it to.
Now, what do you feel is your life's purpose?
I feel, and I know what my life purpose is, and I think it's what every person's life purpose should be, and it's to be of service to others and to help other people. I, as a child, remember when I was in elementary school, whatever change I had in my pockets, I would give it to my friends. Nickels, dimes, quarters, I would just give it to them. Only because their reaction made me feel so good. Because I was giving. And when you give, and you just love, and do it out of love, there's no greater feeling than that. And to help other people, and to know that you touched, even if it's one person's life, to know that you did that, there's no greater feeling than that. And I've always felt that that's my purpose. And whether I'm working in an office, and it's not my job to be a life coach or to be whatever it may be, but I know that wherever I have been, I have touched at least one person's life where they tell me they're having a problem, and it's just my instinct, and I just always have the right words to tell them. And I've helped many people that way for years and years, and I just feel that is my purpose, to help other people.
What do you believe has caused you to have such strong faith?
what has caused me to have this strong faith, I've always had faith, but it's become even stronger. And I've come to a place in my life where I've been asking and praying for years. And there were times where I was on my knees crying and praying for guidance and asking to be where I'm supposed to be. And I just wanted to be at a place of peace. Sometimes we're all searching and searching and looking for happiness. And little do we know that happiness is not in what we have, and it's not in what we do. It's not where we live. It's not those material things. Happiness comes from a secret place. I have a friend that told me about a book called The Secret Place. And the secret place is right inside of you. That's where we have the peace. It's right inside of us. The problem is that we're all on autopilot. We're all so busy. We have us moms. We're running here, running there, picking up the kids. And I live for that, and I have three children, they're teenagers, and they are my life, and I live for them, and my life revolves around them. But there are many people that forget to just stop for a moment and be still. Be still. Go into the park, and when you go into the park and you walk in the park, do you look at the trees? Do you listen to the birds? You watch the children play. Do you take that deep breath and thank God for that air that we breathe? All the things that we have that are free are the things that are worth so much, but we take it for granted because it's just given to us. And the things that we put value on are the things that we pay for with money, which are not worth as much as the things that are given to us for free. And we have to think about that and be grateful every single day for what we have. Think that the health that we have, that we can see, that we can hear, that every organ, every morning when I wake up, I just say thank you, thank you, thank you, that every organ in my body is functioning properly, that I have another day of life. And that's how I live today. That's how I live, just being grateful every single day for what I do have. Let's not focus on what we don't have and what we're lacking, because then, guess what, you're going to lack more of that. Let's think about what we do have, and you will have more of that.
Now, how did you gain your understanding?
Well, we go through hardships and struggles. I'm a single mom now of my three beautiful, wonderful, amazing children. I've been a single mom for about 3 years now, and it's very difficult. Going through a divorce is very painful for everyone, for the families, for the children. And I had a lot of anger because of the way things turned out. Sometimes life just turns out not the way we expect it to be. And we just have to embrace it. And that's what I learned to do. I had to stop being angry because the anger was only hurting me. I wasn't hurting anyone else but myself. So I had to learn to stop being angry and just be forgiving to everyone and love everyone. Never, ever feel any hatred for anyone, because when we have a resentment, it's like having a poison inside of your body. And like I said, you're not hurting anyone else but yourself. And I was so angry. I was slamming doors. And one time I took a plate of food and I threw it. And then I said, wait a minute. I said, this is controlling me and I can't control it. I need help. And I called a friend of mine, and I told her, I said, I need help. I'm so angry, and I don't know why. It's just, I can't control it. But anger comes from hurt, and so we also have to remember, if someone's angry at you, they're just hurt. They're lacking something. Humans we have six human needs, and one of them, of course, is love. And if we're lacking anything, we're going to be angry. So I learned not to be angry by a lot of praying, a lot of soul searching, a lot of listening to different spiritual teachers, which have taught me so much. I have so many books that I can recommend, and the teachers that have helped me, one of them is Dr. Wayne Dyer, and I read the book The Power of Intention, and with him is where I learned to just surrender, and that things fall into place. We have to trust. When we are born, we're taken care of. We have our parents taking care of us. We don't have to do anything. We're taken care of. And I truly believe that when we're older, we're still being taken care of from that higher force.
What have you done with this understanding that you've gained?
Can you repeat that?
What have you done with this understanding that you've come to possess?
Well, I want to share this because a lot of people say that people want to be happy, and like I said, they search for happiness. But if that's why I say love plus gratitude equals happiness. If you don't have one of these two things, you're not going to be totally happy. You're not going to find this peace. And it took me years. It took me years to get to this place where I finally am now. And I can say that I can coach people spiritually. And I can call myself a spiritual coach. What I did with this understanding, I went to people's offices and I told them what I was going through when I was starting my divorce. And I said, this is what I'm going through. I wasn't ashamed of it. I mean, we all go through these things. I'm not the only one. I said, we all suffer from a broken heart. Have you suffered from a broken heart? And of course the person is going to say, yes. I don't really think there are many people that haven't suffered from one, you know, older experienced, mature people have not suffered from a broken heart. Everyone has. And I read this book that really helped me just to understand what I was going through, what I was feeling, and the different stages that you have to go through, thoughts that go into your mind and different feelings, and it helped me immensely. So I formed a women's support group. We would meet at least once a month and have a discussion, and I told them how it helped me and what I was feeling. I was almost able to step outside of myself and just to understand what I was feeling. So I started the support group, and it was amazing. The women, we just really, everyone was participating. People really opened up to know that you're not alone. So many people are going through the same thing, but a lot of people are afraid to talk about it, and that it's okay. Everyone is going through something. No one's life is perfect, and it's always good to have someone there to hold your hand and someone that's going to listen to you and someone that can understand. So this is what I've done with my understanding, and I took a life coaching course, and I loved that, and the people that I've coached, I just find how amazing it is that just by asking them questions, they're finally able to find the answers that they already had inside. And sometimes when I talk to them, I already know what the answers are, but I don't tell them. I wait for them to finally come to the realization and to realize what it is that they need or the answers that they're looking for. And there's no greater feeling than that, to see someone just transform or to see someone open up. I had one lady once that opened up to me, and I didn't know her that well at the time. She opened up to me and confessed some things to me because she just trusted me. She felt that people are very comfortable with me. It's just they know that I won't judge them, and they feel comfortable. And she said that what no doctor was able to do in 30 years I was able to do. And it's just something that I do from, I listen with my heart. It's not just listening with your ears, but you have to listen, and my intuition comes in, and I can feel what that person is feeling, and I can understand them, and I can have compassion for them. So this is what I have done, and this is where this is leading me. Sometimes what we think is a curse turns out to be a blessing, because I've grown, and in a way that I'm someone that I wasn't 5 years ago. Sometimes we come to an awakening, something happens, and we just come to an awakening, and it's almost like just having an awareness and your consciousness and getting to know your higher self. And that's why I encourage everyone to have love, to love everyone, and to be grateful, and to do those two things.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sorry. You mentioned the website, and it's called Helping Heal Hearts. What exactly is that, and how did that come about?
Yes. Well, when I started that women's support group, I wanted to be able to share more. And Helping Heal Hearts is a support group for women to inspire one another. And what I did was, 2 years ago, it was Valentine's Day, and I invited a lot of these women from my Helping Heal Hearts group on a ladies' love luncheon. And I just wanted to tell them that we can still have love. You can still have love. Love yourself first. And love life. Love life. Don't look back and have resentment. Just look forward and love yourself and love life and be grateful for the things that we have. And we had a really great time. I had a rose for each and every one of them, and we had chocolate-covered strawberries and champagne, and it was really, really nice. So that's what Helping Heal Hearts is all about. And it's not only for divorced women, it's for every woman, just so that we can inspire one another. I've seen women that have done this, and I totally admire them. There's Ellie Drake with Braveheart Women. There's Gabby Bernstein, which I've just learned about her, and she's amazing, and God bless them. They have thousands and thousands of women that follow them, and I look at them, and I say, wow, that's really amazing. I really admire what they're doing. That's my dream. I spoke to Gab Bernstein, and I said, you know what you're doing? I'm here. I went to one of her lectures, and I said, this is my dream. It's when I had my first group, I had 10 women, and sometimes those 10 women turn into 100 women, and those 100 women turn to 1,000 women, and that's how things happen. But it's not about the quantity. It's about the quality. Like I said, even if I knew that I touched one person's life, that means the world to me. And I pray for guidance every day, and I pray that I live from my spirit and not from my ego. Ego, I learned from Dr. Wayne Dyer. E-G-O stands for edge God off. Ego says who you are, where you work, what you do. That's our ego. It's all about our spirit and who we are inside and just being. That's what it's all about. Our ego gets in the way of so many things. And when you live from your spirit, that spirit is that person inside of you, that little voice that tells you, learn how to play the piano, to do something creative. And a lot of times we just, after a while, we shut it down. We shut down the spirit and just live from our ego. And if you listen to your spirit, listen to it. If it's telling you to do something, I always tell people, don't die with the music inside. That's what Dr. Wayne Dyer says, do not die with that music inside. If you have a dream and you want to do something, there's no excuse. It's never too late. I've had people tell me, I've always wanted to learn the piano. And I said, well, you still can. You still can do it. There's no reason not to. If you really want to do something, you do it. You visualize it, see it, believe it, and it will happen. It will happen. There's no way that it can't. If you are where you want to be, if you think negative thoughts, you're going to have negative results. And if you think positive thoughts, you're going to have positive results. And I like the example that I listened to audio tapes, and one example that I heard was about a farmer, and he has two seeds, and it compares the land with the mind. So you have two seeds. You can have one seed to sow, and it's a great seed, and you're going to have corn, and the other one could be a seed of poison. So if you plant in your mind the seed of good thoughts, that's what you're going to reap. But if you're using that other seed that's just negative, that's what you're going to have. So we always have to be careful with what we think, because what you think is what you will have. And all these things that I have read hundreds of books throughout the years, hundreds. I read 4 books at a time, and I just can't learn enough from all of these teachers. But I've realized that everything that I've learned, a lot of this is in the Bible. If you look at it, all of this is in the Bible. What you think about, and just having the faith and believing and asking you shall receive. And it really will work. This is what I live by. I'm reading a book now called The Magic, and that's where I learned every day. I start my day writing 10 things that I am grateful for. And that makes such a difference in how your day is going to turn out. I have done it every morning for about a month now. And you feel so good after you do that. And you can be grateful for the pen that you have, that you're able to write. Be grateful for the paper. Be grateful for the bed that you're in. Be grateful for the water. All we have to do is open the faucet, and we have the water there. Just be grateful for all those things. So really feel it. The thing is, you have to really feel the gratitude. You can't just say, oh, thank you, thank you. No. You have to really feel it. Think about it. Think about it and feel it. And also, when I wake up in the morning, I say thank you 3 times. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for this day of life. And when I go to sleep, I learned from this book also called The Magic by Rhonda Byrne. She's from, you know, the book The Secret. Hello?
Yes, yes.
Can you hear me okay? I have a rock. We call it the magic rock. I have it by my nightstand. So before I go to sleep, I hold it in my hand. And I think about every good thing that has happened to me throughout the day. Good things. You don't think about negative things when you go to sleep. Only good things. And think about the best thing that has happened to you during that day. And say, thank you. Thank you. And that's how I go to sleep. You don't want to go to sleep thinking negative thoughts or wake up with negative thoughts, because that's how your day is going to end up. Do you ever find that when you wake up and you spill a coffee and then something else sort of happens, and you're upset, and more bad things start happening, and say, oh, my God, this day can't get any worse. Because that's all we're focusing on, and then the day will continue to be that way. But if you wake up and say thank you and with the gratitude, you're going to set the tone for that day. And good things start coming your way. Good things will start coming your way. And, again, it comes to the love and the gratitude. When you have the love and the gratitude, it's like you're opening your heart for the good things to come to you. If you have any negativity inside of you, any resentment, anger, negativity, it's almost like you're blocking the good things from coming to you.
Well, Marilyn, we've been friends for a long time, and I have to tell you, throughout all the years, there were 2 things that I was so grateful to have you in my life for. One, you always gave me something to laugh about. You always made me feel as if, oh, it's not that bad. You can still laugh. And there were 2 situations. I don't know if you remember them or not. And
yes,
I hope you're not going to be embarrassed by one of them.
I remember.
Okay. The one situation was when you were walking through the World Trade Center and you came in to the office and you're like, oh my goodness, Aurelia, everyone was so nice to me today. Everyone was so happy. They were saying good morning and I kept saying good morning too. And you were like so happy. She goes, so I, you know, when I got up to the floor, I went into the bathroom and when I turned around, I looked, my skirt was tucked inside my pantyhose.
That's me.
And we laughed so hard.
Yes, right, and it's all about laughing. You have to laugh at these things, and it's all about perspective. It's all about perspective.
Yes, and the other situation, the other situation was the joke you told me. And
right,
I don't
right.
know if you remember the joke, because you told it to me in You told it to me in Spanish, and you told it to me in English, because you said that it sounds different in Spanish than it does in English. So you told me there was a guy who had an accident, and he lost his eye, and he didn't have a lot of money. So he went to the doctor, and the doctor said, you can get a glass eye. And so the guy said, how much is the glass eye? And he told him how much it was. And the guy said, oh, that's too expensive. Do you have another kind of eye? And he said, well, you can get a porcelain eye. He goes, oh, how much is the porcelain eye? He goes, oh, no, I don't have enough for that. He goes, well, the last option is a wood eye. And he said, how much is the wood eye? So the doctor told him how much the wood eye would cost him. He said, okay, I'll get that. So the guy went to, he was at a bar, and he was drinking. And this woman came, and she was a pretty woman, but she had a big nose. And she sat down next to him, and so he said to her, would you like a drink? And she said, would I? He said, big nose.
I can't believe you remember that. I don't even remember that.
Because it was so funny. And wow. I couldn't forget that, because that's the kind of person you are. You were able to reach, reach everyone. Yes, you reach everyone based on what it is that they need, based on their spirit. So you have the ability to read their spirit and touch them in a manner they understand. See, mine was through humor. And you kept me cracking up. I was laughing all the time because I love to laugh. So when I was at some of my darkest moments, you said something that would crack me up and make me forget about the foolishness and just learn to embrace the joy and laugh. And that's one thing that I will always remember you for. And I'm so grateful that you have been put into my life because you have enabled me to keep that spirit and that mindset going forward.
Thank you, Aurelia.
You're welcome.
Thank you for reminding me of that joke. I have to write that one down.
And it's funny, regardless, because everyone I've told that joke to, they've laughed.
Oh, I love it. I have to tell my kids that because they don't think I'm funny.
Oh, they don't really know. And yes, and, you know, you mentioned that you are a Reiki master.
Reiki master.
What is that exactly?
I don't like to call myself a master. I feel that there's always more and more and more to learn. Mm-hmm. Reiki is a Japanese technique of reducing stress and promoting healing. Mm-hmm. And I learned Reiki, again, this is another thing that just came to me. I was always naturally, I was always into the, what you give is what you get back, and the positive energy. I was always naturally, even before I started reading about all this, I was always a believer of that. And I saw this lady on the bus that was reading something about positive energy and how it affects even our health if we have negative energy inside of us. So I asked her about it, and I took the course, and I took the basic, and then I kept on, and I continued until I became what they call the Reiki master. And I love it. I'm able to give Reiki to myself, and I give Reiki to my children, and I have people that come to my home. I have set it up here where, by appointment only, of course, I give Reiki sessions. And I love the feeling when people, after they get a Reiki session, I've had people tell me that they feel better, even that it feels better than even a massage. And I used to go for massages. It's great to get a massage. I recommend it too. The Reiki is just, it's a little different. And my children tell me after I give them Reiki that they feel that they're floating. And what it does is, like acupuncture and what it does, we have meridians that flow through our body, and the energy is flowing through our body, the energy. And sometimes whenever we have any negativity, that energy will be blocked. And what Reiki does is it unblocks it. It unblocks it, and it allows the energy to flow freely through you. And that's why even something as simple as taking deep breaths and inhaling the air, you're inhaling the air force energy, life force energy. And that's what Reiki is. It's life force energy. So I really feel blessed that I've learned about this. I feel that it guided me. I feel that it's helped me, and it's helped me to help others to feel relaxed, and I've been able to help people. I don't like to say it's me. I just feel that it's the higher intelligence that does this, and the person, if they believe and they want to heal, that they heal. I've healed earaches, backaches. I remember my son told me he had a really bad earache, and I gave him Reiki, and he was relieved of the pain. I had an older lady that would come to me, and she was suffering from really bad backache, and she's better. One time I was at a rehearsal, and this lady couldn't walk. She had such bad backache, and she knew that I was a Reiki master, and she knew of Reiki, so she asked me if I could Reiki her back. So I did for 45 minutes, and she was able to walk again, and that was just amazing. It amazes me what it can do. Mm-hmm. And on my website, I talk a little bit about Reiki. If you go to helpinghearts.com, you can, and there's also a Reiki. If you go to reiki.org, you can see so many different articles on Reiki and what it does.
Okay.
You can try it.
I'm gonna check it out because I got issues. Okay.
It relaxes you, I promise.
Okay, good, because I got issues. Okay.
You all do. It's how we deal with the issues. I'm gonna have to look for another joke for you.
Yes, definitely. Well, Marilyn, I mean, I could sit here and talk with you all night. Because that's just the kind of person you are, and that's just the kind of rapport that we have, because I just enjoy listening to you, and you're just such an uplifting person. However, our time is short, and what I would like to say is, and I'm sure that our listeners will be more than pleased to have this happen, if you would like to come back, and whenever you feel like you want to come back, and you can discuss.
I would love to. Oh,
great.
I only touched a bit of so much information that so much knowledge and wisdom that I've gained throughout these years. There's so much that I want to share, and I would love to share so much more.
Okay, everyone.
And I say this from the heart, and I'm speaking from my heart. I was nervous. This is the first time that I really do something like this, a radio show. I've never done this before, and I've always wanted to. And it happened. It just happened. I wasn't looking for this. And you called me and asked me, and I said, hey, I'd love to. And I would love to continue to do this. And like I was just speaking from my heart. I didn't know what I was going to talk about, but I just wanted to be very authentic and speak from my heart.
Well, you were, and we are grateful that you had the opportunity to join us this evening, and we would love to have you back again. So to all my listeners out there, she will be back, okay? She will be back again. So you can, we'll post the dates up when she'll be back on the show, and you can call in with questions. I'm sure she would love to answer some of your questions, and I just can't wait.
Wonderful. So I would love to. Thank you.
You're welcome. So once again, what is your website so that if people want to get in contact with you, they could?
Oh, Sure, you can reach me, you can find me on Facebook, and also I'm at www.helpinghealhearts.com.
Okay.
Helpinghealhearts.com.
Okay, great. Now, I would like to take the opportunity to once again thank you for joining us on the show, and we would love to have you back again, and we will schedule that. I would like to thank my listeners for their continued support, and I hope that this particular show, as in all the shows that we've done, have been able to help you live a better life. As we say, we're planting the seed. It's up to you. So now just listen, learn, and live. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening, and be well.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.